Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the late, great Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Robert Lawson, he says we can call him Bob. He and Benjamin Powell wrote a book called Socialism Sucks. And boy, howdy, is that the truth. Two economists drink their way through the unfree world is their subtitle. He's a professor at Southern Methodist University and co-author of the Economic Freedom of the World Annual Report. Bob, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on your book. I'm so glad you wrote this. I hope it sells a billion copies. You and I need to call all the influential people we know, all the millionaires and billionaires we know, and say, guys, we need to buy a copy of this and send it to every millennial on the planet, in the country. And I'm sure you'd go along with that. So Bob.
Oh yeah.
The thing that I'm concerned about is we all know what is it? I mean, how many millennia ago did somebody say, "He who doesn't know history is doomed to repeat the mistakes of the past"? Right? I mean, that's old wisdom. It's ancient wisdom. And so yet we have 84 million people in this country, in the form of millennials, who not only haven't studied history in school the way we did, but and not only do they not therefore regard history, whenever you confront them with it, and I've done this, I've talked to millennials, I've tried to talk to them about history, about historic lessons, they literally believe, because I can tell the way they talk and the way they act, that history is irrelevant to them. Isn't that potential doom for America?
Yeah, so I completely agree. I mean, ignorance is certainly a big part of it. And, you know, again, one of the reasons we wrote the book was to try to throw some basic facts and figures in history about these experiments at people. But there's another element to it, and that is it's sort of, we know the history, sure, but this time it'll be different, or we don't mean it that way. So when we talked to socialists in America at the Socialism Conference in Chicago, they would tell us, well, we don't mean state socialism like the Soviet Union or Mao's China. We mean socialism from below, by which I think they mean some kind of a commune, some kind of a worker-run commune.
Wow.
And that's all fine and good. I got no problem with you guys going off into the woods and taking baskets.
And leave the rest of us alone.
But you're not going to make iPhones in a commune, you know?
Right.
And our modern standard of living requires an industrial scale of production that is not going to be functional in little worker-run co-ops. So if you're going to have socialism in the real world and you're going to have some kind of standard of living...
But the politicians, Bob, are not talking about that. The people that the millennials are looking to right now, I shouldn't say millennials, there are a lot of baby boomers, I guess, are egging on the Bernie Sanders and the AOCs of the world. I mean, those people are talking about ripping out capitalism and replacing it with socialism.
Yeah, and they're doing a little bit of a bait and switch. Sometimes Bernie will say, well, I don't mean the Soviet Union. I mean Sweden or Denmark.
Right.
We've already talked about Sweden and Denmark
right.
aren't socialists. But also, you know, Bernie went to the Soviet Union in the 70s, and he liked it.
He honeymooned there.
I think he's lying to us. I really do. I think he's selling us on Denmark, but what he really wants to give us is old-fashioned state-run, top-down economic planning, which is an absolute disaster, and it concentrates power in the hand of ultimately in the hand of tyrants. It always has.
Right. There's an article in the journal today titled let's see, "Incurious Socialists," I think is the title of it. And the author made the point that, you know, Sanders is the senator from Vermont who honeymooned in the Soviet Union back in the 70s, I guess it was. And yet Alexander Solzhenitsyn, one of the great writers, the great Soviet dissidents, anti-Soviets, lived in his own state for 20-something years, and apparently Sanders never visited him. So he calls Sanders an incurious person. Shouldn't we talk to, I mean, when we talk to these people who espouse socialism, ask them questions like, you know, are you curious about how this actually works? I mean, look at Greece. Isn't Greece a pretty good example of socialism? I mean, when you can retire from any job at 55, that's a problem.
Yeah, Greece is certainly down the road. I mean, it's not hard socialism. But, you know, we should be a little bit fair to the young people who are talking about socialism. I mean, I think they see some injustices in the world that I think are real. I mean, some of the isms, the sexism and the racism that they talk about are real problems. And we ought to be talking about how we address them. But giving complete control over the economic means of production to state bureaucrats, which is what socialism does.
That's right.
It's not going to make the world less sexist or less racist. It's probably going to make it more sexist and more racist, frankly.
But
we should be talking about voluntary solutions to these problems.
You know? But shouldn't we? Yeah, we should be talking about reforming them. Then, this, in my opinion, this see what's ironic, Bob, is that some of the things that they don't like about capitalism, I agree with them about. I mean, I stick my finger in the eye of Wall Street every day on this show. I don't like they mistreat small business owners. I don't like that. But we should be talking about reforming the system, not ripping it out. What do you think? Last thoughts before we go to a break.
I completely agree. I mean, we need to deal with these problems through voluntary means. We need to get together in civil society. We need to reform the politicians, the laws that are in the way of small businesses and other businesses. Get rid of things like too big to fail, which favor the rich fat
right.
cats over the
absolutely, society. Absolutely.
Hold on to that
thought. And the 90-day conference call. I'd do away with if I were king for a day. I'd do away with the 90-day conference call. I think that does more damage than people realize. Quick break. Right back. With Robert Lawson. He's the co-author of Socialism Sucks. Buy two of these and give one away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.